Morning, everyone.
Morning.
On behalf of the family, I would like to thank all of you who have come to share in celebrating the life of Frank Predick. In his 95 years, he wore many hats. As a husband, as a father, as a grandfather, brother, uncle, community leader, and friend. We are here today to celebrate his life and remember its impact on all of you. Let us open up with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together. Lord, with family and with friends, to celebrate Frank's life. Lord, as he has impacted many of those that sit here today in profound ways. Lord, we thank you for your graciousness in giving him 95 years. And Lord, we think especially, Lord, of his wife, Lord, who was just so faithful and stood by his side all that time. We just ask that you will be here as we share the memories and speak to our hearts and comfort us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd just like to share a few scriptures. Psalm 103, David writes these words. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. And as far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. And as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed, and he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembered no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. And over in Psalm 62, again David writes these words, my soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress, and I will never be shaken. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress, and I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, O people, and pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. One thing God has spoken, and two things have I heard, that you, O God, are strong, and that you, O Lord, are loving. And one of my favorites is found in the Gospel of John, over in the 14th chapter. And our Lord was going to depart with the cross in front of him, and he spoke to the disciples, and he said, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. And you know the way to the place where I am going. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? And Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And if you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. It has been said that a man's life is summed up in what is between two dots, the two dates that mark his tombstone. The dash contains the stories and fill our lives. Frank was a man who lived a full life. And we're here to hear and to share those stories together. Just to give you a little bit of background, Frank was born on September 3rd, 1911, in Universal, Penn Hills, to Thomas and Mary Previck. He had two sisters, Mary and Helen, and three brothers, Edward, Albert, and Henry. He was married for 59 years to Carolyn, or Cal, Kukovich. And together they have a daughter, Francine, and a son, Tom. Frank served in the Army before and during World War II. He served as a mess sergeant, using the butchering skills he learned in his father's grocery and meat store. He was deeply affected by the tremendous poverty he saw while abroad in Burma, India. He and his brother Henry opened one of the first full-service supermarkets in 1948, which they named ShopRite. Together they served their customers in Universe for nearly 40 years. The store was known for its fresh cut meats and personal service. The annual street fairs and customer appreciation picnics were highlights for the brothers. The volunteer fire department was directly across the street from the store, and so Frank was recruited to become the designated fire truck driver. By the time the other firefighters got there, Frank had the station open and a truck ready to go. Frank also did butchering for the local hunters who would bring their trophies to him for grinding, for cutting, and for packaging. Frank was an enthusiast golfer and a passion that he obtained as a young man caddying at Alcoma Country Club. And I was told he got his first hole-in-one at 80 years old. Better late than never, right? His other passion was gardening. And he was known for his delicious tomatoes. It wasn't a big plot, but he made the most of it. Frank was also a lifetime member of the Slovenian National Benefit Society, a member of the American Legion, the Moose and Croatian Fraternal Union. But most of all, Frank was a gentleman who loved his wife and his family. It's their stories that you will hear this morning.